Well, look at you. Already battered up, and we haven't even had our usual pre-battle talk. Now, don't get all riled up. I'm not here to add to the collection of cuts and bruises. Looks like you've got more than your fair share for today. I must have underestimated how far my power can reach, but I did try extra hard during training today. So, it must have swept you off your feet one too many times. I can't imagine you being that much of a klutz that you'd get injuries like this on your own while you muck around in the forest. Guess there's no point in messing around. So let's just cut to the chase. Who's your new friend? You know exactly what I mean. I know who gave you those injuries, and it wasn't me. You could say I have pretty sharp eyes, and when you're taking a leisurely stroll out in the wilderness, you don't usually expect to see lightning raining down on a sunny day. So, naturally, you get curious. You know, you never really struck me as the type to have a lot of enemies. When you keep your mouth shut tight all the time, there's not much to argue about. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't aware you were so disagreeable. Maybe you shouldn't keep your thoughts to yourself then. Personally, I wouldn't mind. It gives me more reasons to want to fight you. Trust me. I would have loved to join in on the fun, but I'm not particularly fond of sharing. Well, when I fight you, I like to make sure there aren't any distractions. I can't give it my all if my attention is divided. Besides, it's a lot more respectful towards my opponent, and I expect the same from you. So, how often do the two of you fight each other? Oh, and just so you know, one is already one too many times. Guess we've got to take care of a few things so everything can go back to how it should be. Unfortunately, that means having one less friend for you. But I don't think you'd mind fewer cuts. What? Don't you want fewer enemies to deal with? I know I would. Well, she already is my enemy in a way. So, why don't I do you the favor and get rid of her for you? I told you, I don't like to share. You and I are all the other needs. You'll get plenty of fights to fill that insatiable craving of yours. And it'll be much more fun if it's just the two of us. I could always prove it to you right now. But I'd rather see the damage I do to you. I can't see it when someone's made a mess before me. Who knows if I'm being serious or not, but I will say, I don't like others putting their hands on you like that. So then, let me have a chat with that little friend of yours, so we can have one less pair of hands to worry about. Oh no, she doesn't even deserve the slightest touch. Well, she doesn't know all your weak spots like I do. That's right. Like right here, behind your ear. Don't lie. My magic has made a few cuts back here before. You always hold it so tenderly when it hurts. Ah. There's no cuts right now. So I guess you're just very sensitive. And then you've got all these parts on your back, starting from the top and all the way down your spine. Gives you the chills, doesn't it? I'm surprised she hasn't figured that out yet. The parts we can't see are always the most vulnerable. But maybe she's just an idiot who took the idea of fighting face to face a little too much to heart. Don't you prefer someone who gets you? I know all the spots to avoid if I need to. You don't get that luxury with her. Honestly, I prefer keeping those things intact, just so I can take advantage of it when I'm up close and personal like this. Oh, but it's very fair for you. I invite you to do the same with me. I'm very sure you know all of my weak spots. Why don't you do the honor of showing me what you know? Go ahead. I won't get mad. You're good. Yes, I'm glad you noticed. The back of my neck is very sensitive. Especially when I feel your fingers like that. No, don't let go. You're supposed to take advantage of this moment as well. The more you get to know me, the more weaknesses you'll uncover. More time spent on figuring out how you want to deal with me. And the less room you'll have for anyone else. People like her have a one-track mind. There's not much to them, and they're not worth your time. So, it's better if she isn't in the picture at all. I'm serious. I'll make sure she wishes she never crossed paths with you in the first place. And that goes for anyone else that tries. Are there any others? Good. Now that we've got that settled, I think it's my turn to show you what a real fight looks like. No, brutality is much too pedestrian at this point. I need to do something that makes me stand out from the rest. That way, you'll never want to go back. Oh, I've got the perfect idea. Don't you worry. Think fast. Come on. Fight back. Kiss me back. That's how. Fine then. I'll just do what I want. Well, that got you, didn't it? It makes you shiver when I touch your back like that, doesn't it? You know what you need to do. You know what makes me weak. That's what I like to see. You're really good at this when you cooperate, you know? Of course, we're enemies. That's why we fight, isn't it? This is its own kind of battle. Against you. And that little friend of yours. And the way I win is by making sure this only happens between us. What? You think she'd pass up an opportunity to get up close and personal with you? I know what our type is like. I can only imagine what kind of thoughts she had going into that fight with you. She can say it's all about keeping you from getting where you need to be or talking off your hands all she wants. But it's never just about that. There's always a little something extra they want. Oh. Even if it is just me that thinks like that, that's already one too many. I'd rather not have to deal with anyone else like me. There can only be one me. Of course, there's only one you, and that's all I need. I hope that feeling is mutual. Promise you won't fight anyone else but me after this. Oh, we'll have plenty of more opportunities for it. Yes. And I'll make sure we have a lot more fun when we do. And I guess that makes me the winner of this round. And I'm more than ready for the next.